Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or JN2N, on the 28th of February, and I've got SM2N here with me.
Hello!
And I'm using the weekend again to catch up on February. I have to say, it feels a little bit weird to be doing them all at once, but that's what weekends are for, catching up. So, last time I got as far as 16, so today we're doing 17. The FBI versus Apple. Right, so we've tried to read a few things about it. So the questions: should Apple create a backdoor key to access one iPhone? What will keep the government from using it on other iPhones? Should a government have this kind of control and power? Do you think it's the beginning of Big Brother? Where do you see this leading if the government does gain access to the encryption code? Maybe there is already a code. Right, so... keep going the wrong app. Right. So what do we think?
Well, I think that human beings have a right to privacy. So they should be able to keep information privately. So I have the right of being able to keep my bank details somewhere, so that and my password somewhere that a common criminal can't come along and access that information and then get into my bank account and take my money away, etc. So I think I've got a right to privacy, but I can see there's an argument that, well, maybe the national security of whichever country should be able to override that security. If it's possible, but then how do you make sure that that power doesn't go into the wrong hands? I think it's safer to just not grant those powers to governments, because governments have subcontractors, and subcontractors have some subcontractors. How far down the delegation tree do you need to go before you will find a common criminal? You know, if a government in one country has got access to this technology, then the government in another country that may be a hostile country should also have access to it. And therefore, so it just seems like a bad idea. Now, if in the old days, if a terrorist was to write something on a bit of paper in their house, and then the police were to come knocking on their door, then they'd have the opportunity to go to that piece of paper, set fire to it, put it in a waste paper bin, and achieve and destroy the data before the police got through the door. And the police would then turn up and say, okay, great, well, we've got a bin here with some charred ashes in it, and we can see they're hot. So obviously there must have been some sensitive information on there that would have been useful for us. But it's been burned into ashes, and so therefore we can't phone up the paper company and say, can you please invent a way of turning this paper from burned back into normal again and legible? And we can't phone up the matches company and say, can you find a way of reversing your matches so that they unburn things? So in that scenario, the police would just say, well, the information's lost. Oh, well, never mind. We'll have to find another way to keep people safe. So I don't see why that an iPhone, which is locked and... should be treated any way differently than a pile of ashes. Our security services need to be smart enough to subvert, you know, undesirable behaviour without having to break people's civil liberties of privacy.
That's
the way I see it. I don't see it as Apple or smartphones or... It's just privacy. And the people have a right to privacy. Now, yeah, okay, so people are going to use their right to privacy for their own, you know, for their own purposes and nefarious means. That's the risk you're going to take. But if you don't allow people to have privacy, then effectively we can all leave our wallets open and our front doors open all the whole time and just live in a complete nihilistic kind of anarchy. Where security then becomes who's got the biggest hammer to fight people at your front door. I don't know, I just don't get it.
Yeah, the bit that I don't get is that how are they going to get into this locked iPhone in the first place, even if Apple were to invent something now? How are they going to get it onto this iPhone to be able to do what they want to do, even if they invent a new operating system? How are they going to get it onto a locked iPhone that presumably you'd have to get in there to update the operating system? So I don't get that. I also find it interesting that the FBI are using this case. There are some other cases where they've asked Apple the same thing, and it's all criminal cases. But yeah, this one, they've obviously chosen this one to make a big statement because it involves terrorism and that scares everyone. So
it's
and
motive, yeah.
Yeah, and it has polarized opinion.
Hmm.
So and I can see both sides of the argument, but as you say, if it's allowed, or if Apple creates, and the way I understand it, Apple's supposed to create some kind of vulnerability so that the FBI can easily get into the phone. But unfortunately, that would mean before the FBI needs to get in there, there'd be all numbers of criminals trying to hack in, and there'd be lots more cases of cybercrime recorded. Also, if the government is allowed to ask them to do that kind of thing, then, well, firstly, as you say, you don't know whether the government's going to use this for the right or wrong reasons. I mean, at least in that case, they have a very good idea why they want to get into this person's phone, because there's some real evidence that this person did something wrong. But the next person, how do you know they're not going to just pick on someone? And there have been a lot of cases where they have picked on people who didn't actually do anything wrong. I mean, I used to go with the "I don't mind, I haven't done anything wrong" argument, but I'm going away from that now because you don't know if they want to, you know, how do you know that they're not going to pick on you and make your life a misery, even if you haven't done anything wrong, or plant something? You know, anything can happen. So I don't really trust that one anymore. And also, if one government's allowed to get in, then the next government, foreign government that asks, and that maybe doesn't have a great human rights record, etc., etc., then the company would have to do it for them as well. Do we want to do that? So, as you say, it may be safer for everyone concerned if it's just treated as, well, you just can't use that piece of evidence. You might have found a phone, but, you know, just treated as it's been destroyed. You know, and it was the work phone. I don't know how likely it is that the guy would have kept anything incriminating on there anyway. So it's just they're just using it as a precedent. And part of me just feels, I just feel like, just use a proper case. Don't come with something that is a motive. Let's just have a debate about this in general, and let's have, you know, people who have the right knowledge. And let's just talk about this in general, how, you know, because it is obviously an issue for law enforcement agencies, because a lot of information is now stored digitally. How are they going to find criminals who are getting better and better at hiding things, and that kind of thing helps them? So maybe they should get together with the big tech companies and just have that conversation in a neutral way and say, how can we work together? What can we do? But not kind of, oh yeah, we're going to fight you in the courts and we're going to use emotive cases. You know, kind of that already annoys me. They could have picked any of the other cases, or they could have picked any other crime, but no, it had to be terrorism because they know that's emotive. And yeah, I don't know, I'm kind of, I feel an injustice there. I feel that's not right to do it that way, and therefore I'm kind of, and then I automatically think that they're up to no good because they're doing it this way, that they know they haven't got two legs to stand on.
Oh, it's in their own interest to do it, so I mean it's natural that they should be asking and they should be fighting for this, but
they shouldn't do it like this. If they have got right on their if they've got justice on their side, then they should be doing it a proper way, not this way.
Not an emotive way.
Yeah, not in a kind of fighting dirty way, I feel. But again, I should also say I don't know enough about the case, so that's just kind of from what we've read.
I think there are other ways to counter terrorism.